Blog Talk Radio.
And we're here. Did you like the music there before we went live? I thought we'd do that. You know, we got 3 minutes before we go live sort of thing. I thought I'd put a piece of music on. You know, tell everybody that we're ready. Yay! We're ready to go for another show, ladies and gents. And here is your guest for this evening. The wonderful, the one and only, Mr. Chris Garcia.
Hello, Ken. What's up? How can I help you, sir? I'm happy.
How are you, Chris? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. So I've been just... but I'm
good
happy.
Good to have you back. Good to have you back. Okay. All right. So we missed Chris last show, and Chris was unable to join us. So we're hoping you're feeling better now, Chris, yeah?
Yes, I'm feeling a lot better.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Right then, let's make a start then, ladies and gents. Ladies and ladies. No gents yet. But, okay. It's early. Donna.
Oh, thank you, Ken. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm fine. Who am I talking to?
Donna. Hi, from California.
Yes, how can I help you?
Sorry. I just wanted to know if you see any new things coming up for me, maybe meeting someone, or and down the line if you see me maybe moving with my sister and her husband, if that's a good idea, or stay where I'm at. Or
so you're asking if you should be moving? Is that what you're asking?
Right. If it's a good idea to move where my sister and brother-in-law live, you know, live with them.
Firstly, right now, what I was told with the car that I was shuffling out, I mean, you can if you want to, if you feel that it's right for you. But if you're happy, that's what I'm feeling right now, that you feel very content. But then I'm being told that for some reason you're wanting to be around family. So if you want to be around the family, that's really up to you. That's what I'm being told. Because they're telling me that it's basically your choice on what you do, because some things can change if you tend to move. That if you do move, that's what I'm being told right now. So that's what I'm sensing from you. So right now, with that being said, is basically take a retreat and decide if it's right for you. And that's what I was told right now, right here and now.
Yeah, maybe I'll just go up there and spend a couple days at a time.
That's what's gonna make you choose on what, if you have to move or if you don't move. That's gonna give you the decision of, because I do feel like if you go and go visit, it's gonna give you a feeling of how the how the atmosphere is, how the weather is, and it's gonna give you this kind of feeling of, should I move or should I stay where I'm at? So I do feel that if you go and see them, it gives you a better idea of what you're looking at, like how the weather is and if you're adapting to the weather. And that's what I'm being told to tell you. Okay.
Yeah, it's an hour from my house, so I can drive up there. It's only an hour away. Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you, too. I look after this blind man a couple days a week, just a couple hours. And he had mentioned that he was going to leave me in the will, which is nice of him. He's pretty well-to-do. He does have a brother, and he has a girlfriend who are very wealthy in their own right. But do you see him doing that? Is he sincere when he says that?
As far as I'm concerned, I don't feel like that anything's going to change. You're still in the will. Unless if there's something that you upset him with, then I would see certain things changing. But right now at this particular, oh my goodness, all these cards fell out. Okay, so I was just told to tell you that, yeah, I do see that things are going to get a little bit better. So I would say just to be very careful in the decisions that you make and just be there to help him out. So that's what I was told to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I help them out. And yeah, I help them out a lot.
So that's what I was told to tell you. So so that's what I'm feeling from you right now at this point in time.
Great, Chris. And how about a partner? It's been so long for me. I did meet one man, but too many red flags. You know, so I ended it. I caught him in too many lies, and I think he drank too much, and so I don't want that. I just kind of ended that one, but yeah.
I don't feel that it would be anytime soon right now. I would say it's more focused on what is better for you, because I do feel that if you do move, you might meet a guy, but it won't be until after you decide what you're going to be doing. That's what I got. So if you decide to move, that's where it's going to lie on you, too. If you move, then more likely you might meet this guy.
Oh, okay.
So it depends on the decision that you make. That's what I mean, mm-hmm. So it's the decision that you make is what shows the outcome.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, that's fine. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
You have a wonderful day. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Donna. Okay. Christy, good evening.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Christine.
I'm not going to help you.
I was just wondering if you can pick up anything about my financial situation. I'm looking for a job, and I'm just wondering if you can see when or in what capacity my next job will be.
So you're asking about what? About the job and the capacity that you're going to be in?
There's any clues as to what I should look for or be doing or when it will come along?
Okay, hold on. I was just typing into it right now. So right now, what I was told to tell you, I don't know if you're working right now, but right now, the devil card is showing up, and it says that you need to clear your space. There is outside influences that is determining what decisions you need to make. And right now, it's telling me that you are tied down. Can't even talk. Tied down because the hangman's card is coming up. So that means that you need to release some things to let go of.
Okay.
Yeah, and then that will determine what your next step is, because right now the Hermit card says that you're still kind of telling me that you're isolating yourself. That's telling me that you need to come out of your comfort zone. You need to come out of the comfort zone.
Okay.
And I do feel that once you get this, I think you will probably get a job sooner than what you realize, because right now I do see that there would be a job coming. But it will not come until, see, I'm going to ask, when will you get the job? Will it be soon or later? I want to say probably, I don't know why, but I keep seeing, okay, hold on, I'm going to ask again, is this now or later? Right now they're showing me, April, so I would say that it would be sometime in April. That's what I see.
Okay, that's not too far. All right.
So I would say just put positive energy, and then that would determine what you're doing.
Okay. I definitely do need to clear my space. I just moved into a new home, so you're absolutely right. I need to get my energy up in this place, and I think that should help attract it. Thank you.
Yeah, and hopefully it resonates with you, and hopefully the messages. So I basically, so I'm tapping into that you need to clear your space first before you take that next step. So I would say just work on self-love. Cause that's what I'm feeling right now. You need to do work on yourself.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you, Krista. Where are we? Patricia.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. How can I help you?
Yes. I had to send in some documents to the IRS to sort of clear up my refund. I want to know, do you see me receiving that refund soon? Receiving the documents. After receiving the document, clarifying everything, and then sending me a refund, do you see me getting that refund this month?
Are you asking about an item that you bought, or are you just asking about a refund? Is that what you're asking about?
About my tax refund. I had to send some documents to clarify to the IRS to receive my tax refund, and I just wanted to know, do you see that they received the document and that they will be sending me a tax refund this month?
I would say due to the taxes and it's around that time where you claim the taxes, it's going to be kind of close. That's what I'm seeing. It could be probably if you did the tax refund now, you would get it sooner. If you have to make sure you have all your paperwork done. If you have your paperwork already done, then you should have it probably by the end of this month or the beginning of April. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, good. Yeah, I did. I actually, I did them electronically back in February. But they rejected them because I needed to send some more documents. And so I did send the documents in, and that was around the 17th of February. And I haven't heard anything from them, and I was just but I was told that, you know, since I had to mail them in, that it would take a little longer receiving them. Because I had to mail in instead of, you know, electronically done. So to make sure that you can see them. Also, Chris, it's a long time coming for me, a trip to the beach. And that's what I want to do for myself. I am including family because I want to go with my family. And I will be using some of the funds from my income tax sum. Do you see us taking this trip to the beach? I'm getting this together now. And so I want to see, do you see me putting, because I just have this picture of me on that beach with my feet just buried in the sand next to my mother. And we're laying out just taking in the sun. So do you see that? Do you see me doing that with waves of water just coming in from,
you know what's funny is that with that is that I do see possibilities of you going to the lake and actually not just spending time with the family, but I do feel like it also is going to give you some clear mind, and knowing that the water is very pure, I feel like it would also like cleanse you spiritually. So when you touch the water, it's kind of like that's what I was told too, that it would clear your mind. It would clear, you know, anything that's kind of confusion. So it would give you clarity. So being in the water, you're having a good time, but you have to visualize it as spiritually. So it's kind of like you're going in with, that's what I was told, you're going in with spiritual cleansing. So it's kind of like you're just cleansing your body with the water. So you're using the ocean as like to get rid of all the negative.
Oh, my God. That was confirmation. Thank you so much, Chris. Oh, my God. You're the beautiful earth angel, because that is exactly another reason why I am going. I so much need to spiritually clean. So not just the family and a vacation, but yes, very true reasons too. So does Spirit tell you exactly when we would go? I do have a date in mind or a month in mind, but can I please have confirmation from Spirit so I know that this is the right time?
Well, I always thought when it's warm, but I don't know what stage you're in, but due to the state, you know, and everything going on, let me see if I can get a month. Can you give
Thank
me a
you.
Month? I keep seeing, hold on, I was going to actually say June, but I keep seeing May.
Oh, my God, you almost have me in tears, Nancy. June is the first week of June is what I'm looking for. And before you even said it, I was just talking to Spirit myself, you know, asking for that confirmation. And so it is June. And so, again, I just love you, and I thank you. Definitely
You're
for
welcome.
The platform and
yeah.
for just
yeah.
your time. You know, a lot of us come to hear the message and, you know, we thank God for you.
Yeah,
so
and I appreciate
you.
It. You're welcome, and I'm glad that I can give people service, you know, closure and reassurance that they're on the right path, and that's my job, you know, as a psychic medium, but also as a teacher as well. I'm here to
yeah.
guide and inspire people. So just the fact that you were validated, you validated me to knowing that I'm still on the right path. I'm doing what I'm supposed to and not to let anyone bring me down. So I just want to say on your behalf as a client and as a person that's calling in, thank you for sharing and giving me that validation. The validation for me is very important. So I just want to say thank you very much from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, yes. And from my heart to yours, you are very beautiful. You are very welcome. Unless, oh, well, there's the bell. Thank you.
Yeah.
I look forward to speaking with you again. Many blessings.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you, Patricia. Okay, right. Where are we? Wednesday? Not Linda. Hello?
What happened? I don't know where she
Hello?
Went. I don't know.
Is it Wednesday?
I don't even know where she went.
If it's not Wendy, say who you are, please. No? Okay. That's a strange one. Okay. It looks like Wendy's number, but it may not be. Hello? Oh, well, we've got no answer from that one, Chris, so we'll move on. So let's just see where we're going. Bring Chris back in there on the mic. And we have Ashiel.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me, right?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, my name is Ashiel, Chris. My question to you is, my life is pretty much on a standstill right now, whether it's my
mm-hmm.
career or my love life. So I'm just curious, when do you see things happening, any changes happening?
So basically everything's going bad right now?
Not really bad. It's just slow, not moving forward, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little break, I should say, a little break. So I'm ready to start moving forward, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. See, it's like I see right now, I see a lot of delays. It says the 8 of Swords is coming up, so there's like, it's kind of like tying you down. It's kind of like going slow. And then the Tower card's coming up, so it's basically you are your own foundation. You need to find some inspiration to reconnect you gotta get the reconnection. So that's what I was told, the reconnection. So I do feel that things are gonna start getting better for you because the Queen of Wands just came up. So the guides are gonna help you to get back into what you need to be doing. So that's what I was told. So I do feel things are going to start picking up right now. Everything seems kind of slow for you, slow pace, but don't look at it as a negative. Turn that negative into a positive, and you make it speed up. You are your own destiny. Whatever action you take, it comes with responsibility. And I was told with great power comes with great responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah, because
so
what happened, in terms of my career, what happened, I used to have a business until last year. I put the business on hold, and I decided to start looking for a job, just, you know, but, you know, nothing really have happened. That's obviously is in a standstill. So
I think it'll pick up. Just got to believe in yourself.
Yeah, okay.
That's all I'm being told. Just you got to believe in yourself.
Okay. So does that does the same thing? Yeah, go ahead.
You just got to believe in yourself and just know that you are on the right path. I kind of feel like something's being tested, and it kind of makes you unsure of, am I making the right decision, or is there going to be a job for me? And, you know, what's going on with my, why is everything going so slow? But I do feel that if you put more positive into what you're doing and just let it take its course, and, yeah, it's slow, but it's going to pick up, and businesses are all hurting right now due to everything going on, so just don't give up.
Yeah, I understand that, yeah. I kind of, you know, it's just the patience, you know what I mean? But, you know, just it's just part of the process, so to speak. But do you see my love life picking up at all?
Honestly? Hold on. There's love picking up right now. I still want to say, yeah, I will. It's just, I feel like you're looking in the wrong places, but it's going to pick up.
Okay.
I'm going to actually see if I can give you a month or something. Let's see. Is it going to be soon or later? Yeah, they're telling me later, so it's probably going to be after the flowers bloom. I don't know what that means.
After what?
After the flowers bloom.
Okay, it makes sense. I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
Okay. So after the flowers bloom, that's what I was told. I don't know what that means. Only you would know what that is.
No, you know, I have messages in terms of, you know, things going to pick up for me around springtime.
So, yeah, there you go. Validation.
So that's what I know exactly what you're saying, you know. But it's just the patience. I guess I just have to be patient.
Yeah, basically patience. And patience is it's hard, even for me. Trust me. Patience is very, very hard to have. And patience is what makes what we attract is what we give out. So just keep that in mind. But I don't see anything to be concerned about, so you're fine.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ashil. Okay. Naughty. Where are we going? Okay. Let's see if I can pronounce this lady's name correctly. Gaia?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Just ask a question, I guess, or?
So what is it that you needed to ask?
I know I've been getting some signs from a friend, like what he drives, and someone wrote down his name on a piece of paper. They don't know nothing about him or his name, so I was wondering, I guess, relationship, or what's that going on, or what's that telling me to do, or is he coming around, or...
Are you talking about a spirit? Because I did feel like a male spirit around you.
He's on the earth plane.
No, but I did feel like, even though I'm good in spirit, though, because I feel like this person might be on the earth plane, but their soul is on the other side. Even though they're here in the physical, but they astral travel. So it's like I'm getting like two personalities with this. That's what I'm seeing. But I just feel that things are going to start picking up for you. So just don't let things interfere with your engagements, and just let it come out and let love come to you. You don't look for it. As a matter of fact, I actually see, hold on, I actually see a man coming in your life. He's probably about, I would say like maybe 6'1", 5'11", somewhere around there. I'm not sure. But he looks very handsome, even though I'm not gay. But I'm just saying, he looks handsome. So I feel that he would be the one that's going to come in your life. And then for some reason, I keep getting the Emperor card coming out. And I feel like there is a male that seems like a father or somebody that has an influence on things, and say that no matter who you're with, they're never good enough. Well, you are the one that's dating, you know, the person that you're going to be with. So you're not going to have to be a people pleaser. You need to be one that you know what you want in life. And if no one in your family can accept that, then all I got to say, that's just tough shit they got to deal with, that, you know, you're dating him. They're not. So that's what I was told to tell you, is just when this love life starts coming, it's going to come sooner than what you think. Just don't give up. Just give it time. And for some reason, I keep seeing, I want to say like May. For some reason, I don't know what May's about, but I keep seeing May time frame. So maybe that's, right now everything's in the works, so it's just going to give it time for it to progress and grow. That's what I get for it.
Cool, yeah. Yeah, I just had a call for something that he has to go pick up, that I'm being called to go get it. So I'm not there to go get it, so if that makes sense, he's not answering me. For some reason, I try to ask him what do you want from me. So that's why I was asking. He's not responding to me.
Okay. I'm just gonna give.
So May, so just let him come to me then.
Yeah, let him come to you, and don't pressure him because he's too busy doing a lot of things, and he already feels overwhelmed with other stuff. So just don't, you know, just give him time to breathe.
Other stuff. Got you. Like what I'm doing too. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
Just give it time. And he'll be coming around. He'll be coming around the mountain when he comes. And coming around the mountain when he comes.
Cool. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. So hopefully that makes sense, man.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing, so. Appreciate it.
So much. You're welcome, and I hope that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it feels like I'm not doing nothing but trying to do something with my life, I guess.
Yeah, and that's
trying to fix it. Trying to fix the messes.
Yeah. Yep. Do what you can. You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling, Gaia. Okay. Alrighty. I think we're going to take a short break. If we don't take a short break, we're going to run out of calls. So I'm not sure whether that's Wendy up there or whether it's Evelyn. Similar numbers. And I always get them mixed up. So we'll take a little break, a little breather, and we'll come right back to you.
Thank you. change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them weed? I saw a disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul.
You got to do it.
Well, here we are. We're back. Okay. Let's see where we're going then. We're going to try that number again and bring Chris back on the mic. And let's see if we can get an answer this time.
Hello? Back on. Bye-bye.
Still not answering, Chris.
Charles is not answering me.
Nobody there on that number. Okay. I don't know what's going on there. All right. So we'll move on then. Right. Let's see where we are. At least see.
Hello?
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 Who are we talking to?
You're talking to IEC.
How can I help you?
Yes, I was calling. I feel like my spiritual life is kind of not moving, and I just wanted to see if there's anything good coming into my spiritual life.
And who am I talking to, Jeff?
IEC.
Oh, I like that name. Never heard of that name before. I was like, what?
Well, thank
did you say? A different name.
Yes.
Well, that's what I was told, is that there's some movement. There is going to be change. It's just a matter of time of you just putting out the energy. The meditation card is coming out. The page of swords is saying that you got to put more energy into it for things to happen. And then it says movement is about to occur, but you got to put your sense into it because the energy is not going to do it alone. So you have to nurture it like a plant. You put water
okay.
in what you do, and you give it love, and things will grow. You're like a flower, so if you feed, you know, water into a flower, because if it doesn't, what happens to the flower?
It dies. It doesn't
exactly.
grow.
It doesn't
yes.
grow, so you have to put water into yourself, so to speak, to where you have to make it make it grow. And as far as that goes, there is in conception, which meaning that there is people that are probably trying that one. They don't want you to grow. But I do see that that's what's happening. There's a big influence. People are trying to make things go bad for you, but you can turn all that, everything different. You just got to have time for it. You got to make the initiative for things to change for you. And by the way, this one card just fell, and it says the High Priestess. So there is some kind of a magical intent that people are trying to knock you out, but you don't give into it, and you show that you can make it and that you have
so,
the power. You have the power
yes.
to change your death, your path. So.
Yes.
Yep. But it's just got to take time for it to grow. That's all it does. It's got to be you. You are the key to everything. You hold
yep,
the key
that's
to
true.
Your... You hold the key to your success. You hold the key to everything. And I don't know if you know this, but the keys represent two open doors. So keys are symbolizing open doors.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So that's what I was told to tell you. And that you have to, okay. you're an earth force. You're a person not to be reckoned with. You have to put that earth energy into the universe and make that change. And then what I was told, I don't know why, but they're showing me the word communion on my oracle card. So I don't know if there's something about communion that you might want to, you know, do. And maybe there's some reason where there are some things that maybe if you do your communion, I just feel that that's
mm-hmm.
going to change. So basically that's something to do with church.
Okay, okay.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's what they're telling me to tell you. So that's what I see with you. So I do feel that you have a force and you can change whatever, what you need to do. And it also says that the other card is the cleansing card. So you got to do that cleansing. You got to do that, cleanse your body inside out and cleanse your home to open the doors. That's what I was told. So it starts
okay.
with you, like I told you. And that's what
yeah,
I got
everything
you,
starts. You're right. Everything starts with me.
Yep.
That's so true.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, but thank you so much, though.
You're welcome, and hopefully that resonates, and hopefully the messages make sense. So you make that time to cleanse yourself and give yourself some self-love and self-reflection.
Okay, I sure will.
Just remember, you're the, I'm not saying that you're the man in the mirror, but like Ken put that song, you are the reflection of that mirror. Whatever you put out of that mirror is what you get back.
Get back,
so
that's
think about
true.
That song. So remember, listen to that song. If you heard the song before you came on, that song,
yes,
you
I
gotta listen
before.
To the words. So just remember, listen to the words, and you are the one that makes that difference.
Okay, I'm sure of that.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. All right, bye bye.
Thank you. At Leafy. I like that name. That's a lovely name. Okay, all right, let's see what it looks like. Okay. Stacey.
Hi.
Who am I speaking to?
Stacey.
Oh, nice. How can I help you?
Okay, I just want in general, I just know I have a lot going on, and I just need some guidance on what the angels have to say, what direction I'm going in or what's coming up, please.
Okay, and your name's Stacey, huh? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to, okay. Stacey, I love that name. I love that name.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's see what we got from Stacey. 2, 3, 1. You know what I keep hearing? I keep hearing the song in my mind, Two Hearts as Beat as One.
Hmm.
You got to look that up. It's, I forgot who sings it. Stacey, Stacey Q, you need to listen to that song. And Two Hearts as Beat as One.
Is that so, with Dinah Ross or something?
No, it's Stacey Q. Look it up, and it's called Two Hearts as Beat as One.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I was told. And then it says that you have divine intelligence, but it's just got to be time for that. And then you got to give mercy. So in other words, you might want to do some confessions. I don't know why, but we told some confessions. And then when you get that confessions done, I feel that that's going to transmute to everything differently. So maybe there's something that you need to confess that's out of my thing. So I think you would need to go to a priest or go to someone to confess your whatever you've done and to admit, you know, that you're going to make that change. And then once you do that, you put that enchantment, because the enchantment card coming up, and it says you have the magic in the tip of your fingers, girlfriend. The tip of your finger.
Okay. Okay, that's weird.
Does that make sense?
No, not really. Not confessing. I'm just removing people out of my life that no longer serve no purpose. But
yeah, I do feel that that's probably the only thing that maybe it's a different way of confessing is that to get rid of the people. So you got to get rid of the people. Maybe the message that I got for you is, I guess it doesn't make sense to you, but it's more of getting rid of people. So you got to confess and you got to forgive yourself.
Right.
Starts with you, and then you remove the people.
Yeah, because I'm all about me, and I'm all putting myself first, you know. It's because you keep doing and doing, and you keep getting the same results. So you got to change that.
Well, just keep doing what you're doing. I just feel that things are going to get better for you, but just don't give up.
Okay.
Don't give up. All right. That's what I'm being told. But just keep it rocking and do what you got to do.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, thank you, Stacey.
What happened?
Short one. Okay. There you go. All right, then. Let's see where we are. Carolyn.
Hello? I don't hear nothing.
That's another one. That's strange, isn't it? Caroline, are you there?
I don't even hear her.
Okay. I don't hear nothing, Chris. Okay, what we'll do, we'll take a break. I'm sure Caroline is there in the background somewhere. That's two lines this evening that we've been unable to reach for some reason. So what we'll do this. Okay, Phil Collins there and whatever it's called. I can't remember. Okay, work it out for yourself. Yeah, too many pieces or something like that. Right. So we're going to try again for Caroline.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I thought I had, oh my Lord. Sorry. I thought I had plenty of time here. Anyway, thank you for giving me another chance. And Chris, it's good to talk to you again.
Yes, I can help you.
I had a friend tell me today that a mutual friend of ours got in touch with him. And the mutual friend, I haven't talked to for a year. And we're friendly, we're friends, we just haven't spoken for a year. And the friend that told me today that the mutual friend got in touch with him was looking for a project to work on.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a project I could offer. My mutual friend said he was going to give him a project to work on. Am I going to hear from, will the person that got in touch with our friend today going to reach out to me as well for the project?
What I was told, he would probably, I want to say he will reach out to you, but in his own time. So that's what I was told, that he will reach out. And then you got to trust that things will be fine, because I'm getting the vocal cards out, and it says going to be gratitude and blessed for everything that comes in your path. And then trust card, and then it says friendship. So the friendship's going to turn real good. So I do feel that things are going to get better, and that you will work together at this project. This project is going to come out good.
Okay.
Yep,
Are you able to pick up why the friend that I hadn't heard from in a year, why he contacted our mutual friend? Why did he do that? Was it just pure, his reasoning was pure motivation just to be in touch with our mutual friend? Or was he also, did he have an agenda to try and reach me as well?
Mm-hmm. I think he has an agenda, but it's more like to reach out, because I feel like he found out some news. So he's just sharing it with y'all. But he also wants to get reconciliated with y'all. So it's kind of like a thing that I'm sorry, I'm doing a lot of stuff. So I'm kind of like needing y'all's guidance and help. So he just wants to get reacquainted with y'all. That's what I was told.
Well, I'm cool with everything. I don't have a problem. I just was curious. I was really surprised also. Very surprised. So, I mean, it's good to know. Good to know as far as, what you're picking up. And that's good. It's good. So, I mean, the friend that I talked to this morning said, I mean, he could really benefit by having this mutual friend back.
Mm-hmm.
And do you see that mutual friend that's been out of touch for a year? Do you see him remaining accessible, or is he going to not be accessible after a while?
Well, I just feel like he'll be around, if that's what you're asking. He's going to be doing
the
same thing. But he will be talking, and he'll get reacquainted. But just be careful and just know that he's got his own life, and now that he got reacquainted, there's probably a reason, but you'll find out more later of why he did that. And it's kind of like, I feel like there's something about forgiveness and something that, that he needs to get clear out in the open. And then that's when things are going to start getting better. But he will kind of not disappear. He'll be like coming in and out. So just expect that from him.
I see. Okay. Yeah. We were all. I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
No, just what I was just told, just to keep contact as much as you can and just enjoy his company. Because you never know what tomorrow has. This is what I'm being told. You never know what tomorrow has. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, well, it was mostly a work situation, but it's okay. I'm just wondering if he can be counted on. So hopefully she can be.
Yeah, you'll find out. Yeah, you'll find out. That's what I was told.
Okay. Well, yeah. So what I also want to ask you is I am working on my own project that doesn't involve those two people I was referring to. It involves, excuse me, another person who's licensed. He's a licensed professional, and he's helping me to work on this situation. Do you see that coming to a conclusion this month? We're discovering a lot of little obstacles we have to work through. Do you see us getting through that and concluding it successfully?
Yeah. Yeah, I see you getting successfully. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Good.
And things will get better.
Another...
because it's...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just see that, yeah, that project's going to be kind of interesting. So I say that that project is going to be good. So it's going to come out the way it should.
Okay. So
okay.
My friend that I was talking to today, earlier, his he has a situation with his vehicle. He's trying to get it back on the road. He has sentimental feelings towards this vehicle. And it's not a practical vehicle for him to have anymore. But so what I was hoping to do is work with him to get another vehicle replacement, which he can easily do. But do you, excuse me, and I was going to have someone else help us do that. Go shopping, you know, find someone, something that would be comfortable for him and
mm-hmm.
help him to get settled into a new vehicle that's reliable just for him. Do you see that
mm-hmm.
happening?
It's going to take some money is what I heard. It's going to take some money and time. It's not going to happen right away, but it can. So I would say, yeah, I see it going, but it's just going to take some money. So start saving
okay.
and tell them to start and not to spend so much if he wants that car to get back up and running.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, there was the bell. Thank you for your help on that.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Okay. Take care. I like how you sing at the end of your sentences. La!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
bye.
You, Charlie. Okay. Right, that's it for another one then, Chris, until we do it again on Wednesday, Friday evening. What is it? Wednesday
yep.
evening. Friday evening, Wednesday evening. Okay, you get confused sometimes, but there you go. It is Wednesday, and we meet up with Chris once again on Friday evening. And the next show there is with Bryn there. Bryn Durham, tomorrow evening, all being well. So look forward to that one. And we'll do it all again tomorrow evening. Thank you. Right on.